with Fodge and Rach. Fodge and Rach. Thanks to Harvey Norman Ford Macquarie.
Let's go!
There's a baby.
I've heard this.
A baby!
I know, the royal family, it's all excitable at the moment. We're going to try and get hold of our little mate, Sebby, a little bit later.
Hopefully, because if he dogs us, he's not getting the pizza that I owe him.
That's right. So
not on, Seb. Not on, buddy.
Well, I'm not going to rag on him.
I will. I'll be like, mate, you dogged us this morning. No pizza for you.
All right, so Seb Costello, hopefully, of course, the royal correspondent. Is that his official title?
He's London correspondent for Channel 9.
More or less, whatever.
London correspondent.
Anyway, we'll try and get a hold of him.
Hopefully.
Rachel's clearly got some backstory there we don't really want to go back into.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
A little later, right, I'm going to tell you about a brand new insect they've found.
Yeah,
it does something a bit special.
I'm weirded out by this because you told me about this a little bit yesterday and I just don't know.
It's got the ultimate defense mechanism.
Okay.
And it'll blow your mind.
Yeah, right.
Almost literally.
Righto.
Also, we might be saying goodbye to something that we've had for a long time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next.
That's coming up. Bodge and Rach on Hit. Good morning.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
Rachel, I'm a little bit sad because something that when I was growing up with, we'd have the old Bakelite phones, you know. I think that's what they're called, the big chunky ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not have seen these, but you put your finger in the hole
and you turn
the circle.
Yeah, I used to play with fake ones of those at preschool.
Yeah, we did that too. But, so it looks like something's going to change though.
Yeah, well, they're saying that the landline telephone is living on borrowed time, which we all kind of knew anyway. It's all fading out as it going, but they're saying that it's going to be completely extinct in Australian homes by 2037, and by 2021, landlines will only be found in half of Australian houses. I beg to differ. I think landlines are only found in half of Australian houses now.
I know we don't have one.
I don't have one in my house either. I know my mum still half does, but all she uses it, I don't even know what she uses it for because she lets it ring most of the time.
Well, sometimes a telemarketer would call.
Well, that's the other half of the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
My nan and granddad still have one as well in their house, but that's due to the estate that they live in.
Mm.
If you call from the front gate, you can punch in their code and call from the front gate. They use the telephone to, like the handheld to let you in the front gate.
My papa's still got his home phone. Mm. He's got the same number.
Yeah, see, that was what I wanted to talk about. Do you remember your home phone number?
Do you know what?
You're growing up.
I actually remember it before they put the front digit on it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what happened here, but South Australia, it was just started with 254 in our area.
Yeah.
And then they put eights on the front of it.
Right, okay.
Eight was the first number on any home phone
in
South Australia. So, growing up, it was 254-2009.
See, I don't remember mine.
And that was like that changed when I was about six.
I know it was.
I just remember that because Mum used to try and sort of almost sing it so that we would remember it.
See,
if
that's
we were in
good.
Trouble.
We always remembered it when I was a kid. I think it may have been 4359-2867 or something like that.
Jesus.
Well, it's eight numbers. It's a normal landline. I'll tell you what's funny though. The landline that I did grow up with in my last house, I always remember. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it was 43 fat ass.
What, A-R-S-E or A-S-S?
A-double-S. 43 F-A-T-A-double-S. School holidays were fun in that house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Kids just used to prank call all the time, 43 fat ass.
But did they know that was your number?
No, they just called it because they thought it was funny. Like, oh, let's see if 43 fat ass has a number.
But why 43 at the front? Do they do the other digits as well?
No, 43 is where I grew up. 43, every number starts with 43. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
every number starts with 43.
See, I was never that clever. I never used to think of it like that.
Well, I don't know.
You should do it pretty random, but they're going to go.
Yeah, but I'm happy about it because my number was 43 fat ass. Here we go.
Get up. Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
I'm intrigued.
I know you're intrigued because I've been teasing you all morning. tantalising you with potential information.
Should I bring this bucket closer in case I'm going to puke?
No.
It's not that bad?
No.
Okay.
So you haven't been peeking through my notes then?
No, of course not.
All right, good.
I'll let you do what you want to do.
I love it when they discover a brand new, animal.
Species.
A species. A brand new species.
A brand new insect.
There's a new ant.
Oh, God. Well, that's boring. I thought it was going to be something better.
It's not boring at all.
Right.
You know how ants, ants don't sleep?
Well, neither do sharks.
Well, ants don't sleep because there's so much alcohol coursing through them. It's ethanol, that sort of pure alcohol. It goes through their body.
They spend too much time down the pub, have they?
No, it's not like that. No.
Okay.
So they don't sleep.
Right.
Anyway.
Fun fact.
Anyone who's stood on an ant's nest knows that it's no fun.
Well, it's not. Do you know that if you stand on some of them, I think it's a green ant, they release a smell? Have you ever smelt that of a dead ant?
I'm so glad that you said that.
Did I? Well, did I actually say something on track?
Well, it's similar to what I've got here. Now, there's a brand new one, right?
Yeah.
And when it's confronted by an enemy, predator. Say you've got this little ant fella, right?
Yeah.
And a grasshopper's come up to have a go at him.
No.
Now,
it's like in the movie.
Exactly. So the grasshopper's just come up to him and said, mate, I'm taking over. And he's like, you're out of line. This is my house. This is my home and my family.
Yeah.
And the grasshopper doesn't take like that for, he doesn't take no for an answer.
No,
he's like,
obviously.
I'm gonna take you
home. Haven't you seen a bug's life?
I have seen a bug's life. It's literally like that. So now there's this brand new ant. He's been kitted out with this great new technique.
Right.
What he does is, because these are specific ants what live in trees.
Do they have a name?
I will tell you.
Okay.
They latch onto their foe, if you will, and they tear their own body open.
Oh, why? I told you not to freak me out.
They rip open their own body and release this yellow toxic goo onto their rival, which slowly kills it. So they explode, basically.
They die.
Well, they do.
Well, that's a terrible technique. That's not saving anyone. It's killing both of them.
Ah, but that's how the animal kingdom works. It's how it works. That's how the survival of the fittest. So
it's not survival for anyone. The ant kills itself.
Yeah, but by doing that, it saves the species because now it will come to pass where those other animals and insects will go, well, I won't go near that one. That one's the exploding ant. That one's the one that rips itself open and chucks that goo on me. So while it doesn't actually blow itself to bits, I mean, it does, the defending ant. It's kind of like if you were going to say Bruce Willis, right, in Armageddon. When he was in Armageddon and he blew himself up to save all of us, okay? Because he blew himself up on that asteroid.
And
he'd done that for us.
I remember. His daughter was Liv Tyler in that movie.
Yeah, that's
beautiful
right.
Movie.
I know. So the new exploding ant is basically the Bruce Willis
of ants.
Here we go. Yeah.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
7:21, heading for a top of 23, rainy conditions. But that doesn't matter because we're not from here, Rachel.
So you keep saying.
We're not from here. I knew something was messed up. All right.
Mm.
Now, humans are weird people.
Obviously.
We're odd.
We're all odd in our own little way.
Now, I've seen this here. Okay. A few scientists have come up with a claim.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to preface it with something that David Attenborough said. It's one of my favorite quotes of his, where he said, you could take.
You can do his voice. Go on.
No. I'm not going to do it. It's
got
to be organic.
Come on.
You could take humans off the planet, right, and it would thrive. But to take any species off the planet of animal would cause a chain reaction. I can't do it without laughing.
You just nailed that.
Yeah, basically, you could take humans off the planet.
Yep.
Planet would be fine.
Yep.
Take any other creature, any other animal, and it would cause a chain reaction in the thing. Anyway.
The ecosystem.
That one.
Yeah,
that's
there we
right.
Go.
Now, according to new revelations,
mm-hmm.
these scientists have claimed that they've said that they thought that this was true, and then they said they can't rule it out. So they've already backstepped a little bit.
Yep.
It's called the panspermia hypothesis.
Yeah.
bacteria distributed by space dust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Asteroids or meteors arrived on Earth and sparked life. Scientists were recently stunned, would you believe, to find two ancient meteorites, what crashed and landed 20 years ago, which had, you know, contained the basic building blocks of life. So they were like, well, what's going on here? You know, let's have a look at this rock that fell. And according to these experts, they reckon that life spreads like a kind of interstellar infection.
Right, okay.
And it thinks that, because we're seeking alien life for some unknown reason. But I reckon
we're not alone.
I reckon we are the alien life. I reckon we are.
Now, this is just some people's beliefs and this is just these scientists. We do have to, of course, say.
No, but you don't know. They could be right.
Well, no one knows, really.
Maybe we are the aliens that we've been looking for. How good would that be, like, to come full circle?
Yeah, but there's got to be more aliens out there, though. I believe in aliens, 100%.
See, I reckon, right, that we are the only aliens.
Nah. We're not the only people in this universe.
But
no way.
Wouldn't the animals of this Earth, this planet, wouldn't they count as aliens to us?
I don't know. You're confusing me.
I feel
what's
like
the
would.
Definition of an alien here?
Well, that's a really broad question, unfortunately. But look, this bloke, his name's Dr. Ellis Silver, right? He studied evolution.
Yep.
He's got this outlandish belief about our origins, and he reckons, and he's been debating this for years and years, that we were brought to Earth by aliens tens of thousands of years ago.
Us or by other beings?
What do you mean?
We were brought, but you're saying we're aliens ourselves.
Yeah.
So do you mean we were brought here by us?
Well, that's why
we were brought here by other beings that are also classed as aliens.
Well,
see, now I've got you. Now I've got you.
I wasn't going to agree with him completely, but, you know, there's something in it because we're a bit mental, the human race, aren't we? Because we don't look after the planet. No, it's true. We don't look after the planet.
Some people do amazing work to try and look after the planet and do amazing things for the planet. Don't forget them. Don't forget Shalice as ocean support. And
she's fantastic.
If everyone was so much. If everyone was like Shalice,
we'd have a fantastic and beautiful planet. But I got to tell you that when he says that, his reasoning is that humans appear so unable to cope with life on Earth. There's something missing. Something is wrong if we lack, and I talk about it in a sort of general sense because there's so much plastic in the ocean and just stuff like that. If we lack as a species the ability to grasp the fact that we've destroyed the planet, I think it's too far gone. I don't know why the lords and masters don't just say, right, let's ban all plastic production altogether. Don't care how much it costs because we're screwed otherwise. So I think if we're so dumb that we can't look after the place and your animals can, then and they play a part in its sort of, you know, life cycle, then maybe we aren't from here. Who knows? I don't know.
So basically what you're saying is we're aliens.
I'm just saying.
That's what we're getting down to. That's the nitty-gritty of this.
I'm just saying if we're not aliens, what are we?
I knew there was something off about you.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
Seb Costello, good morning, mate. What's going on?
Bodge, Rach, we have a new member of the royal family over here in London. A new prince has been delivered. Kate Middleton giving birth at 11 a.m. London time. This lady is Wonder Woman because 7 hours later, she introduced the new bub to the world. 7 hours, she was standing on the steps of the famous Lindo Wing in Paddington in London, along with her husband, William. The new baby sleeping through all the clicks of the cameras and the cheers of the crowd as we saw it for the first time. Although somebody did put to me that perhaps the baby has gotten used to the clicks of the cameras in the womb because Kate gets tapped wherever she goes.
That would have been all it hurt.
That's not a thing.
No, but to be honest, Kate was ridiculously quick. I couldn't believe it. Like, we went to bed or would have seen the news late last night. And then we wake up and there's photos everywhere.
Yeah, I knew she'd got into labour, but I was just like, oh, well, she'd be in there for a good day or so, just sort of, and then she'll come out maybe later on.
Nah.
In and out.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And also the dress that she was wearing when she walked out is a clear and deliberate tribute to Princess Diana. If you get some photos up of Princess Diana when she gave birth to Harry, she was wearing a red smock dress. And Kate was wearing a very, very similar one. And I think that was a real deliberate tribute to the grandmother of this new prince. Unfortunately, the grandmother he'll never get to meet.
Well, that's how do you get information like that? Like, I would not have remembered this.
You know, you've got me, Bodge. I wasn't born either. But Instagram is an amazing thing.
No, I was born. I mean, no, I was also not born. No, I'm as young as you guys. No, we're all very youthful.
Shut up, Bod. Seb, they're saying, obviously, it's a momentous occasion, the new baby being born, but it's actually a first for Princess Charlotte.
Well, in the sense that, yeah, she doesn't get bumped down the batting order, which, you know, really is the way it should be. So, yeah, in the past, the way the royal system has worked out is that males have always gone higher or skipped any sisters they may have had in their lineage to the throne. So this baby is the fifth in line to the throne, Charles being the first, then William, then George, then Charlotte, then the new baby. Charlotte keeps her spot because the laws have changed, which recognises if the firstborn is a girl, that will still be the monarch. And have I explained that correctly?
Yeah, you have.
It now goes on age rather than gender.
No, I'll get around that.
And Seb, give us an idea, because you're out the front of Kensington Palace right now, is that right? Can you see anything? Is anything happening?
Well, there's a few lights on the ground floor, and I took a bit of a wrong turn through the gardens and ended up at a back gate and quickly got ushered away by security. So I can only imagine that there's members of the royal family dropping by to meet the new bub for themselves. And the royals, that is Kate and Will, and the kids are definitely in there and spending their first night together as a family.
This is journalism at next level,
Don't
Rachel.
I
guarantee.
Trouble, mate.
Seb, did you have a cheeky peek through bathroom window, though? Come on, mate.
You got any G&Ts going, guys? I think you'd ask him this, but no, that wouldn't be the case because the Queen would have drunken them all. But anyway, we did what we could.
Well, it's great stuff. Another royal, of course. And I want to know, did you see, apparently the Queen was parked out front of the hospital in a cab?
Well, this was very odd. So we're standing in the media pen outside the hospital, and a black cab goes past with a doll in the likeness of the Queen sitting in the back seat.
It's very funny.
How and why the taxi driver had a doll dressed up like the Queen, I will never know. But yes, it's certainly true. Got a few people excited.
Oh, Seb, before we let you go, what's the front runner for the name of this new baby?
Ah, well, there have been 10,000 bets laid today with one bookmaker on the names. The punters have backed in Prince Arthur to be the number one. So that's the favourite.
Sword and the Stone fans.
Prince Philip is also near the top of the leaderboard after, of course, the Duke of Edinburgh, the baby's great-great-grandfather. Yeah.
Fair enough. Hey, I noticed today when we saw you on the Today Show, Kay, all right, you're wearing that lovely blue scarf again, mate.
It's my favourite.
I thought it.
That came from Edinburgh, actually.
I thought it.
So it's a proper tartan, and it's very warm, I can tell you, because the sun has gone down here in the gardens, and it's a little bit chilly with the wind rustling through it. But it always warms the cockles of my heart to talk to you, too.
Listen to this. I thought what I might do, though, is just so that you've got a bit of variety in the wardrobe, I've got this beautiful West Ham United scarf that I will send to you. And
it's not even worth touching the skin.
Drop as soon as I put it on.
Yeah, cheers, Seb. Nice to speak to you again, pal.
Seb, you have made my morning. Seb Costello, Channel 9 correspondent. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Love you guys.
See you, brother. Oh, jeez. Copped it there, didn't I,
yes.
Rach?
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope. I love when we get to a round number and 200. Do you know what happens if Sian in Warhope wins today?
Well, she will win $200.
And she'll be sitting in the car going, don't you wish you won $200 like me? Oh, don't you wish you won $200 like me?
Sian, good morning to you. Now, I'm going to go ahead and put money on the fact that you might not sing that.
I may not.
May not sing that. I thought that might
just
be the case.
Me? Okay. All right then. I'll just sit in my corner by myself.
That's okay, Rachel. It's all good. You're the quiz master here.
She's lost it again this morning. Okay. Sian in Warhope, how are you feeling this morning about this quiz?
We'll see how we go.
10 seconds on the clock, 5 answers inside that 10 seconds. You ready to rock and roll?
Sure am.
Sian, I would like you to name me 5 AFL teams that are not in Victoria. Go.
Oh, God. My husband's going to kill me. Magpies, swans, hawks.
Unfortunately, the Magpies and the Hawks are both Victorian teams.
Sydney Swans you got right. But, Sean, other ones you could have done were Fremantle Dockers, not Duckers, West Coast Eagles, Adelaide Crows, Port Adelaide, Brisbane Lions, Gold Coast Sun and GWS Giants.
Unfortunately.
All good.
Sorry, mate.
We won't tell him.
Yeah, we won't mention anything to your husband, okay?
Sweet. Thank you.
We're all good. Thanks, Sean.
Now, $210. Do you know what? I thought of a really good joke that no one's going to get because you said Duckers.
I accidentally said Duckers.
Yeah, imagine the Geelong Duckers. Anyone that knows what Joel Selwood's like knows that he has a habit of ducking.
Okay.
Ducking tackles. It's okay. I'll educate you. We went and saw Sydney and Adelaide on the weekend.
Yeah.
With Mitch from North Coast Footy.
Who will be here in half an hour. I've still got a bet that he won't come into the studio.
Well, that's okay. Do you know what? He's going to be disappointed in you for not understanding that joke.
No, he won't.
He will.
He knows that I don't follow AFL that much.
$210 up for grabs next time we play 5 in 10.
You're getting up with Budge and Rach on Hit.
Something strange happened in my household last night. My housemate and I almost had like a bonding moment we were both in the kitchen.
Right.
And we were cooking dinner. I was cooking some eggs. He was cooking some pasta.
Right.
And I finished cooking my eggs, went back into my bedroom.
I see.
And my fan was going, right, like on, and my light was on in my room. And I went to sit down on the bed and I heard something. And I was like, hang on, that sounds a bit strange. It sounded like a fly or something just buzzing around, but it was like a lot louder than that.
You got a lot of weird problems with animals, though.
Yeah.
You had deers the other day chomping at your window.
Yeah, deers in our backyard. There's a lot of spiders that end up in that house, which is my worst nightmare. But anyway, there was literally nothing. I was only out of my room for about 10 minutes, and I come back in, and there's this thing buzzing, flying around my room, like in rotation with the fan.
Okay,
it was like looking at the light flying around
caught in the
room.
Orbit.
It was. And I was like, what the hell is this thing? Like trying to have a look, trying to figure out if it was just a big fly. Turns out it was a bee in my room and I had no idea how it got there, no idea when
Hang on, wait, how come you didn't identify it was a bee straight away?
Because it was going so fast. It was spinning around in circles so fast you couldn't actually see it. I called Christian, my housemate, and I was like, can you please come help me because I don't know what to, like, I'm not good with that kind of stuff. I didn't know if it was going to sting me, whatever it was.
No.
He looked at it and was like, oh yeah, it's definitely a bee. He goes, but we've got one problem. I was like, oh yeah, what's that? Because we're out of fly spray. I've got the can. It's empty, but we're out of fly spray. So I was like, what am I going to do? He goes, hang on. He's like, I got this. It's all good.
No.
Picks up the fly spray can.
No.
Turns it round. He had to. I needed to get it out. No. I was going to get stung.
No, you weren't. What you do is you open the door and you usher it towards the door.
It wasn't going out. It was stuck spinning around my room.
Do you know what you should have done? Right? Get a vase of flowers. And just like you, because you just sort of tantalise it a little bit and go, look, I've got some delicious flowers here for you, right? Come and get this because you'll turn it into pollen. You love your pollen.
I'm telling you,
and I would have just held it there and shook it a bit so he could hear it. And then he'd stop following the fan. He'd go, hold up. I love them. They're delicious.
He was stuck on the fan in a rotation. Christian had to do what he did.
Well, why didn't you turn the fan off?
Didn't think about that.
Just turn the fan off and then, like, get a book or something and sort of wave it so the air blows it towards the door and then out the door. Or catch it in a glass.
You couldn't catch it in a glass.
Of course you
can. It was spinning around.
Yeah, but if you turn the fan off, then you can do it. He didn't kill the bee, did
he? We had to.
No, he didn't have to.
Sorry, mate.
I don't like that.
Well, if it had have stung me in the middle of the night, it would have killed itself anyway. They die after they
sting. Yeah, but they only do it if they're in danger.
I didn't have another choice, buddy. Sorry.
Ever since I saw Bee Movie with Jerry Seinfeld, I had a new sort of, like, you know, affinity for them.
It's sad.
They're wonderful creatures because they make all this pollen and stuff, right? And they make honey as well, which I love on me crumpets. And now I never take a bee for granted.
There's nothing else I can do apart from say sorry.
Okay. I just need a moment now.
Okay, you take that moment, mate. How about you press play?
We need to name him and we need to remember him.
No, we don't need to go that far.
I think we call him B. Arry.
No.
Barry.
That was a terrible joke.
Barry the B.
No.
I'll miss you, Barry. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.